A Jewish Journal article, From Morocco to the San Fernando Valley, Journey of M. Habonim. It makes sense to consider the proud Moroccan roots of the 300-member families of M. Habonim Sephardic congregation, housed in a large, two-story brick structure in Valley Village. Moroccan Jews are very much about roots. You can't walk through the grounds without noticing the artistic reminders of centuries of Moroccan Jewish history. Numerous stained glass windows and wooden carvings are among the prominent furnishings. Rabbi and spiritual leader Joshua Bidden, a member of the synagogue for the past 47 years, leads a visitor through the entrance off the parking lot into the social hall. From inside the hall, the traffic noise along Laurel Canyon Boulevard vanishes. The first stop in the hall is a tall display case that contains various items intended to be a permanent reminder of the birth of the M. Habonim, translated as Mother of Children, community. One of these items is a memento donated by one of the founders, a leaflet dropped from the sky by American armed forces before the Allied invasion of French North Africa in 1942. For the dozen men and women who, in 1974, founded the Moroccan synagogue, the date of November 8, 1942, which was the start of World War II's Operation Torch, is circled in red in their minds. It was a difficult time for the Jewish community in Casablanca and across Morocco. The Vichy French occupied the country and were cooperating with the Nazis, Rabbi Bidden said. On November 8, American forces, on a mission intended to draw Axis forces away from the Eastern Front, showered the countryside with leaflets. Two American flags are depicted at the top of the leaflet, above messages in French and Arabic announcing that Moroccans soon will be rescued. The leaflet preserved in the display case is both a reminder of the past and an emblem of the future of Moroccan Jewish life. This shul is not just a place for prayer, said the rabbi, as he stepped from the social hall and headed for the community center, where neighboring Ashkenazi synagogues sometimes hold their simchas. But prayer is the focus of Rabbi Bidden, who participated in the first M. Habonim Minyan, and has been at the forefront ever since. For more than 20 years, he has taught a daily Daf Yomi class, one page of Talmud per day. Starting at 5:15 a.m. he organized a scholarship fund at M. Habonim to help community families with grants toward covering the tuition costs of Jewish day school education. A published author and editor of the synagogue's weekly newsletter, Rabbi Bidden created a Talmud Torah program to convey the basics of Hebrew reading and writing, of mitzvah, and of the Jewish holidays. While members of other synagogues may use the community center, the rabbi was clear that our services definitely are very, very Moroccan traditional. We preserve our liturgy, exactly like it should be. Moroccan Jews were relatively small in number when M. Habonim was formed, but today there are said to be about 20,000 across Southern California. There is an overriding reason Moroccan Jews are so proud of their native land. Unlike many countries where Jews have resided, relations between the Royal Moroccan government and its Jewish community have been favorable for centuries. It was Rabbi Bidden's idea in 2019 to honor the royal family and Moroccan government for its loyalty to Moroccan Jews. He was inspired by a Jerusalem Post report that the Royal Moroccan government had refurbished more than 160 Jewish cemeteries and a large number of synagogues. On the evening of November 19, 2019, Rabbi Bidden's dream became a reality before a large crowd at the Beverly Hills Hotel. As the king's representative, Princess Lala Hosna, sister of His Majesty Mohammed VI, was a featured speaker at the gala dinner, headlined, "A Salute to Morocco, Honoring a Dynasty of Tolerance." "It is truly inspiring to see how strong your ties to Morocco remain," the princess said. "Ours is a shared history, transcending all divides. The pride with which you celebrate your Moroccanness, sometimes many generations removed, is not only a source of joy but of great hope." On that same occasion, Sidney Shriki, one of the M. Habonim founders and chair of the board, fondly recalled a scene from the war years. 78 years ago in Casablanca, he said, His Majesty Mohammed V, of blessed memory, promptly reversed an anti-Semitic Vichy decision to expel Jewish students from school. I was one of them. His kind action allowed me to pursue my education. He is my hero. Further, he added, we recognize the generous spirit and countless positive actions the Moroccan government has taken on our behalf. Like each of the 12 M. Habonim founders, Joseph Bozaglou, Sidney Shriki, Henry Elkoubi, Edmund Levy, Solomon Levy, Arlette Marvin, Leon Paris, Solomon Perez, Mark Sosin, Solomon Benchetrit, Sarita Buhadana and Albert Buhadana, Rabbi Bidden is a native of Morocco and the author of a special story himself. He came to America in 1973. "Why, God sent me," Bidden said. He is the founder and owner of Bid and Fine Art, on Ventura Boulevard. His son Moshe manages the company today. Rabbi Bitten's first role at the synagogue was youth director. Later, he held the position of president two different times for a total of 14 years. Finally, he became the pulpit rabbi. Bitten was the acting rabbi of Am Habonim for 3 years before becoming the official rabbi in December of 2006 after he received his rabbinic ordination. He has fully embraced the second half of his career. His YouTube channel offers more than 2,000 videos of his brief talks on the Torah portion of the week. He plans to create many more. For more information on Am Habonim Sephardic Congregation, visit mhabonim.com.